I think it's very easy to just look at the news as kind of information or something to kind of, almost in a strange kind of like entertainment, or maybe it becomes objects of our attachment and anger. We even start to become indifferent to all the suffering we're seeing in the world. We become indifferent to it. You know, we want to avoid all these minds. They bring no benefit to ourselves and others. You know, every single living being is an object of our compassion. You know, we want to be generating this precious mind of compassion all the time, this precious inner wealth, because it will bring such great benefit to ourselves and others. To begin with, we can think about those who are suffering intense manifest pain right now. There are so many people experiencing terrible mental and physical suffering from illnesses, from like coronavirus, you know, such as cancer, AIDS, and Parkinson's disease. You know, even if we don't ourselves have one of these diseases right now, maybe we know someone who does. How would we feel if we had that disease? Imagine how it would feel to have that disease. How would I feel? How many people have lost a beloved child or friend through the scourge of cancer, watching him become weaker and weaker, knowing that it is difficult to cure? Every day, thousands of people experience the agony of dying from illnesses or in accidents. They are in agony. They are in great physical pain. They are terrified. They're so scared and alone. We must feel for them. How would we feel if we were experiencing such terror, such pain? How would we feel? Without choice, they are separated forever from everyone they love, and those that they leave behind often experience inconsolable grief and loneliness. Imagine an old woman losing her husband and lifelong partner, sadly returning home after the funeral to an empty house to live out the rest of her days alone. You know, when we're doing these contemplations, we have to use our imagination, put ourselves in that place mentally. We can imagine, what if we were that old woman? How would we feel? We would be so grief-stricken and alone. Never to see our partner of many years ever again. How would we feel? Throughout the world, we can see how many millions of people are suffering through the horrors of war and ethnic cleansing from bombing, landmines, and massacres. Suppose it was your child who went out to play in the fields and lost a limb, or even his very life, by stepping on a landmine. How would we feel? How would we feel? You know, when we see horrible things on the news, people being harmed through violence and so forth, you know, we can think, well, what if that were my child? How would I feel? What if that were my father, my mother? What if that were my brother or my sister? How would I feel? And if we really mentally put ourselves there, so we're not being lazy when we see these images of suffering. We're not just superficially aware of them. You know, we think this person is no different from me in that they wish for happiness and they never want to suffer. There's absolutely no difference between myself and others. So then we put ourselves mentally there in their position. How would I feel? Or what if that was my child? What if that were my child? And then we feel our heart move. We are seeing intense suffering. And we understand, you know, when we put ourselves mentally in their position through our imagination, then we realize very clearly that their wish to be free from suffering is just as important to them as our wish to be free from suffering is to us. It is just as important. It is just as intense. And in this way, we try to feel deep empathy for others. We try to feel their pain as intensely as we feel our own. We go there. Well, what does it mean that we feel their pain as intensely as we feel our own? But by imagining, what if that happened to me? What if that were my parent? What if that were my family? It's as if we share in that experience, those feelings, and we realize how it is unbearable.